The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. What does it feel like to beat a tennis legend at the U.S. Open?
I don't know, I felt a little bit guilty today because he didn't have his best day, and that's for sure. I know that. I'm very aware of that he didn't have a great day in the office, and probably to beat him, I needed him to have an off day, and I needed to have a good day.
Australian John Millman had a great day, beating Switzerland's Roger Federer 3-6, 7-5, 7-6, 7-6 in a fourth round upset.
Roger's a hero of mine. I look up to him, and he's always been, you know, one of the guys in the locker rooms that's always chat and very approachable. So he's a hero of mine.
It was another scorching day in New York, where Federer struggled to get through the heat.
I just thought it was very hot tonight, and it was just one of those nights where I guess I felt I couldn't get air.
Last year's U.S. Open champion Rafael Nadal of Spain is still in the hunt for another title.
Now is the moment to make a step forward, play more aggressive. I did a lot of things well during the whole season. It's the moment to make it happen again.
And Juan Martín Del Potro of Argentina is also looking to make it happen again. He last won in Flushing Meadows in 2009. He's now reached the semifinals for the past 2 years.
I don't know if I'm playing my best tennis ever, but I'm feeling good.
American Serena Williams is still playing after getting past yet another meeting with her older sister Venus.
The best part is we bring out the best in each other. I know that when I play her, I have to play some of my best tennis, and she does too. And it propels us to continue to play that for the tournament, you know, and it sets a tone for us. And I feel like throughout our career, we've pushed each other to be the best that we can be.
Even Serena is surprised she's still playing, and for titles.
I never thought I would have been playing this long, and now I think about it and it's like it's hard to imagine life without tennis. So it's just weird. When you're young, you're in a different mindset than when you get older.
She has lifted the U.S. Open trophy 6 times before.
It's actually not heavy at all. It's pretty light.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week on voanews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.